I know that when I was just starting with my online business, I had a really tough time getting through the failures. That's because, you know, every time I did something wrong, every time something didn't work out, I became completely depressed. I thought to myself, oh, you know, I'm not good enough. I started doubting myself, and that prevented me from taking further action. So this kept happening every time something went wrong. Also, on the other hand, at times when I did do something good, I just felt like I was lucky. I felt like, oh, you know, I'm lucky that I got that 1, 2, 3 clients. You know, it must be luck. I'm not doing anything good. And I just had that mentality for a pretty long time. I think like for more than half a year. And that really, you know, prevented me from doing things like raising my rates, going outside of comfort zone, doing other things that would help me grow my business, because I had a really low self-esteem and self-confidence, and I always doubted myself. So one of the ways that I managed to deal with that and become much more confident, get much more drive, take much more action, is to start reframing the things that I was saying to myself when things went good or when things went bad. So, you know, as I said before, when things went bad, I said like, oh, I'm a complete failure. I'm not doing that good at many things. You know, I'm not smart enough for this. I'm not sure if I can run my online business. And I generalized everything, you know, just because, for example, one of the clients would say, you know, no to my proposal, I would think that I'm a complete failure, which is a little bit of bullshit because, you know, I probably was doing some things right just to even get there and, you know, create a little bit of my business, right? And on the other hand, you know, when you do really good at something and you tell yourself, oh, you know, I just got really lucky, and you don't give yourself credit, of course you're not going to have the confidence in the future to do other things because you'll say, oh, you know, I didn't do these things, it was just luck. So instead of doing this, you can try reframing yourself. You know, whenever something goes wrong, maybe try finding the fault in other things. And some people might say that, you know, oh, that's an excuse, you know, you can't fault other things. However, there have been studies done that the people who tend to blame other things on their failures, like for example, oh, you know, maybe this client just wasn't ready for my proposal, or, you know, maybe this wasn't the right time for the client, or finding another cause that's not, you know, within you, that's not saying, oh, I'm a complete failure or something like that. The studies have shown that in the people who actually did say those positive things to themselves performed much better in the future when, you know, they would be in the same situation again. And also, on the other hand, the people who would actually take credit for the things that did good, for example, if they closed a big client, they would say, oh, you know, I did this, I did a really good job at this. It's not like I got lucky or something. This is the result of all the hard work that I put in. Now, if you do things this way, that you take credit for the things that went well and try to find some other fault that's not within you for the things that don't go well, you are going to become much more optimistic, and because you will be much more optimistic, you're also going to be much less depressed and much more confident. So if you want to explore this in great detail, to figure out how to do these things, to go through specific exercises, there is a great book that I can recommend to you that is called Learned Optimism. So if you want to go into more detail, read the book. If not, just, you know, next time in your situation when you don't do something very well, try to think about it. Hey, you know, maybe there's something else. Maybe I'm not a complete failure. Maybe it was just certain circumstances that, you know, made me fail. Now, of course, in the future, you should pay attention to that. You should be aware of those circumstances. You should be able to identify what are the things that are not working and change them. However, don't blame yourself. Don't feel guilty. Don't just spend all the time feeling depressed because you did something wrong where it might have not even been your fault. If you do this, you're going to become much more confident, and in the future, you're going to make much better decisions with a clear head instead of just feeling depressed and not taking any action at all.